The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Up as I get on done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living. That's the next thing on my list.
Wouldn't change. Song of the day, My List by Toby Keith, 464-56851. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Cause I've got more important things. Like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. Won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time and I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine.
Once again, your song of the day, My List by Toby Keith, 464-56851. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I could try to push back hard on that because I'm not a big country fan and all that. And
says the Chris Christopherson fan over here.
Well, I like old-time country.
Oh, okay, fair. Someone argued Toby's getting closer to old-time.
Yeah, and I like him. I mean, I'm just not going to push back on that song. It's too pleasant. That's a pleasant song.
It is pleasant.
It's a beautiful message, and it's just, how do you not like it? It's kind of one of those songs where I try not to like it, but I just can't not like
yes.
it.
Yes.
I like it. I mean, I like it. I kind of like...
You like Toby.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact you played country with our friend Derek Bombeck not here.
I have played country without him here before.
Okay, I'll give that a solid 8.5. 8.5.
Now, you asked, how can you not like that song? Harrison was smirking during that. Although he grew up in the country area of Hardington, he's not a country music fan. So, I think he respects Toby. I do. But not to the rate anywhere where you were at there. I'm going to go 4.1.
Yeah, higher. 6.0.
I'd hope it's higher. Please be higher. Oh, come on. 3.3. It's just not my type of country. Are you old school country or are you new old school?
So you like Johnny Cash. You like Waylon Jennings.
Chris Christopherson.
I don't think you don't.
Willie Nelson?
Willie.
He loves Willie.
You like Willie? not so much. See, I like Willie, Chris Christopherson, Waylon.
He likes Garth Brooks, I'm
Johnny
sure.
Cash.
Tim McGraw, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's not, see, I'm going
that's
back
to 90s
further.
Country, though. Harrison was, you know, he's like 22 years old.
I like Emmylou Harris. You know who Emmylou Harris is?
I don't.
You don't. That is incredible. Well, you need to figure that one out.
Maybe he likes Clint Black. Tom Petty's not country, Harrison. He's not. No, look at
it. He's not country. Jake, you have to address this with our son. I'm going to leave this one to you.
I can't. Harrison, Tom Petty is not country music.
No, Harrison, would you please talk to our
Sip,
son?
Sip and Miss Sip and I both love Tom Petty. We have Tom Petty radio on our Sirius XM dial.
I mean, to be fair, there's a few songs he sings that there's a few. I heard some yesterday. I was listening to Tom Petty radio all day yesterday. It's funny.
You don't know how it feels is not country. It's because it has a harmonica in it. It's
no,
not making country.
It's not country.
That's not country, Harrison.
No, that is not a country song. It's not played on
country. He's trying to pull that song up and say that's country.
It's not played on country stations at all.
Probably in the history of time.
Right.
Ever.
No.
No, because it has a harmonica in it. It's country. No, Harrison, that's not. Tom Petty is not
it's
country.
It's okay, Harrison. You're just not. You're usually spot on.
Yeah, that's his first time he had an egregious error.
Yeah, this is egregious.
I had to back off the microphone when I saw that.
I know.
Tom Petty.
Okay, we're going to have to talk.
You're talking to two Tom Petty diehards in here.
Yeah.
On that note, some ratings coming in. What do you think are the guesses?
Oh, I think
here?
People like this song.
I think it's hard to dislike that song, but here we go. 8 from Harper, 5 from Harper's dad, 8.8 from Ohio Husker, 9.5 Leroy. Jennifer says, I don't like country, but it's a 7. I like it.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Grandpa Rick, 9.5. Rod, 7.5. 2 from Bird in Columbus.
Hello, Bert, from my hometown.
Bird.
Hello, Bird.
There we go. 2.1 from Eric. 8.2 Sledge. 10 of 10 from Ben. 2 from Corey in Lincoln. Not thankful for this, he says, in the spirit of
is
Thanksgiving.
That
hardcore? Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. 6.5. Jake, are you doing okay? Just checking on you. I'm fine. It's a good song. Yeah, Nebraska won last night. I'm good.
Doing okay.
8.5, and all right, there we go. Mike in Kansas, 8.2.
Hello, Mike.
On that note, let's get to it. It's the mailbag time. Send them in.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay, starting off things, we have a short question from Michael on the mailbag.
Okay.
He says, very simple, what is your favorite Nebraska Black Friday memory?
I don't know. You go first.
Well, I was
like,
not...
What does that mean?
Well, he's, you know, Nebraska's played some meaningful games in their history on Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm terrible at these. Go ahead. I'm interested. Okay, I'll tell you.
No, this is going to be lame, but I'm going to say it anyways because it didn't really... wasn't anything great. I was in Muscatine, Iowa at my aunt and uncle's house watching Nebraska play Colorado in 2005.
Oh, okay.
And they beat him 30-3. That was okay. Zach Taylor, I believe, that quarterback. And they just blasted him. I know it wasn't a meaningful game for anything, but I like the fact that I could watch a game and not have to be worried about the outcome because it was over to start with.
I'm terrible with memories. The game that stands out most is the 13-7 win.
I was there.
In the bitter cold when you called the game.
Yes, for KRNU.
Yeah, that's the one I remember the most because of the bitter cold.
It was horrible. That's not by any means my favorite.
No,
they
it was
won.
Horrifying.
That was horrifying.
And, but I guess I remember it because that's one of the type of games I point to as examples of how tough football players are, football coaches, having that mentality to go out there and brave that level of cold. It was an ungodly cold. Day.
That's why you always call Penn State as Siberia, right? It felt like Siberia that day in Iowa City. It was sunny, though. It was sunny.
It was weird, yeah.
But it was horrifyingly cold and windy.
Strangely cold.
No precipitation, no snow, nothing like that.
And Rex ran it a lot.
They had to. They couldn't throw the ball. It was windy.
Yeah, and those guys are just – and I just – there's a lot of examples you could use of how toughness, but man, that would be an example. So good question.
Yes, from Jim, it says, Jake and Sip, what is the most non-traditional Thanksgiving entree you've ever had for Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, so, non-traditional. These are good questions. Go ahead.
I don't know if I have one. So, okay, traditional would be, you know, a turkey, obviously. Maybe if you don't eat turkey, ham, I suppose. But turkey is traditional.
Oh, my God. What am I talking about? Yeah. There was one Thanksgiving where I had to go to – I might have been single if I was maybe on the cusp of not being single. But I went to Colorado on my own for a game, and I left on Thursday because the game was on Friday. And I didn't have a dinner. Not only did I not have Thanksgiving, I didn't have a meal. Because when I got to Colorado, everything was shut down. I couldn't even order a pizza. Everything was shut down. So I ate Thanksgiving out of a vending machine in a hotel.
Wow, there you go. What'd you have?
Incredibly dipped, like pretzels, I think.
Did you have a honey bun?
I had pretzels and M&Ms, and I mixed them in a bowl. And that was it. And I was... Now, I say that now. I used to not even talk about it because it was so depressing. I was really depressed. Like, this is awful. This is not the way I want to live at all. But I had to go on my own for some reason. I don't know what the circumstances were. The guys either were already there or coming later. And I got to the hotel, and I started trying to order pizza, trying to look for places that are open. Nothing. Okay, I got to go to the vending machine. I haven't eaten all day.
I've always thought Thanksgiving was all about pretzels and M&Ms for dinner. You know, so congrats. I'm pretty sure I was in Jamaica one year for Thanksgiving back in college.
Yeah.
And so I want to say I probably had some jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Which is not traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So let's go with that one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Last one from Matt on
Twitter.
Those
are good questions, by the way.
Matt of Simba says, do the Sipple household chickens enjoy Thanksgiving?
I answered him on Twitter. They enjoy every day, best I can tell. Now, I didn't let them out yesterday, and Trix got home late, so they didn't get out yesterday. I'm going to make sure they get out
today. How long do they get out for, and how far
do they go? I could let them out when I get home today, and they can they stay pretty close. They'll go to the neighbors. No. They'll go to the neighbors either side. They go on the other side of the fence, but they always make – you never have to worry about it.
The neighbors have no issue with chickens in their yard?
No, they don't. I think they like it, best I can tell. But the chickens don't bother anybody. You got to be kind of careful because sometimes we live across the street from a school and the kids get pretty interested in
it. Well, naturally.
Yeah.
You don't see chickens by schools very often.
No. And so, no, but they, you don't have to worry about them. And a lot of times they just, the only thing I worry about sometimes is they will migrate into the garage and we have a glass door that gets into the house and they come right up to the glass door looking for tricks.
Mm.
And I always say, you know, you're going to open that door and they're going to come in.
Yep.
And she doesn't seem to mind. I'm like, I don't want chickens in the house, all right? That's where I sort of draw the line, all right?
What are they going to do, poop everywhere?
Yeah, they do poop everywhere. They absolutely poop everywhere.
Peck at your leg?
I don't care about that. It's just that's where you got to draw the line.
Does Bullet get along with the chickens?
Yeah.
It's not a Bullet
issue. No, all our animals get along.
All right. Okay.
I mean, there's no problem. The cute two cats.
Norman, I can see Norman having some problems.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, with it, really?
No, he doesn't have trouble with
chickens. The evil cat?
No, Norman behaves himself with the family members. He's fine. Mostly with me, even. I mean, sometimes he'll take some swipes at me.
Yeah, I thought he didn't like you.
Well, he takes some swipes.
I could see Norman attacking the chickens.
No, they don't.
Friendly. They're friends.
That's not happening.
They're friends?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
No, he does not attack the chickens.
Glad that Norman can have some nice qualities in him.
Chickens will be out on Thanksgiving.
Top of the hour next, I have an interesting stat for you for an award finalist, three of them, that really makes sense for why Nebraska's season was pretty poor. I'll tell you that next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.